are smarter than people. The Quirky Podcast that gives you writing tips and life tips. And maybe a chuckle or two.
You sound like such a grandpa.
What a great start.
And maybe a chuckle or two. I'm Carrie. I'm the New York Times and internationally best-selling author of kids' books.
And I'm Sean, her lovely co-host.
We're married, and you can tell. Normally, we start off the podcast with a random thought. Sometimes that's in bed, sometimes it's in the car, sometimes it's in the office, but it's always random, like us. And then we'll give you a writing tip and a dog tip.
And hopefully some good fodder as well.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Enjoy your day.
Hey, it's Random Thought in the car again.
Again.
We went off the island, Sean and I.
Ooh, scary.
And went to Walmart to get a grocery store pickup. And you cannot be upset with us for not shopping locally, because there's no... Because we do all the time. But also, there's no, place to buy food where we live that's not a chain. And we get a farm share from a co-op. We're trying really hard. But we had to do a Walmart stock-up run. So we left the island and went into the big city, Ellsworth, Maine. Population 8,000.
We also went to Home Depot.
Yes. Where...
We bought one appliance of every kind just as a spare. Just in case. No, not really.
Well, everybody's talking about shortages in the last week. It's like the new news cycle. They're tired of the presidential race or something. Yeah. And they're like, what can we talk about instead? Let's talk about a shortage in outdoor heaters and stoves.
You know, that stove we did end up buying, there was only one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully there's actually one, and it actually comes on time.
So, yeah. It'll be alright. So,
it's crazy times we're living in.
It is. Ooh, it is.
Let's see what happens in 2 weeks.
When our stove doesn't arrive in time for Thanksgiving.
No, I was talking about the election.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So, for our listeners from other countries, we live in the United States, and we live in the tip-toppiest state in the United States on the right-hand side.
The tip-toppiest.
Yeah.
The eastern seaboard.
The eastern seaboard. And because Alaska's a lot more tip-toppy on
the
western.
That's for sure, but it's not contiguous. It's not in the continental United States, right?
So it's not all connected because Canada's in the way. Anyways. I love Canada. But anyways, it's, I forgot my whole point.
I don't know. You're talking about... Election? You were trying to educate people that...
Yeah, so we have a big election at the time that we're doing this, recording this, for the president of the United States. And our
I can't imagine there's nobody aware
Donald
of
Trump. There might be some Americans who are not aware of that, so it's maybe for our American friends. Anyway, things are dire. There's political signs everywhere making everything so ugly.
It's like, yeah... It's like God dumped a bag of Skittles on us.
It's so gross. And then what happens every big election year is some of the candidates won't, or their people, because it's not the candidates usually, like...
Won't pick up the sign.
Yeah, and then the signs are just blown, and you watch them go, and it's litter, and it's bad at the end.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a giant Biden-Harris sign.
That's the first big, I don't know, that might be the first big one I've ever seen. That was a big one.
Wow. That's a big one. That's what she said.
Writing tip of the pod.
So this week's podcast is called...
Show Us, Don't Tell Us, Baby.
Woo-woo. And in writing, one of the biggest tips that you start hearing it like around in third grade, and it is...
Show, don't tell.
And it's sound writing advice, and it's pretty sound life advice, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
A lot of times it is. So, show me, baby.
So, like, how many... I knew you were going there. I knew you were going to go there.
No, I meant show me that you love me, don't just tell me.
That's right. So, how many of us have heard the words, I love you, but never seen the actions that give proof to the words? You can tell someone you love them incessantly for hours, but if you don't show them it too, it's pretty likely the words aren't going to rock that person's world. They're not going to believe it. Sean's looking at me.
No, I know that's true, man. I know that's true.
All right, so, Sean, can you read the headers?
Telling is like this.
Sean was a hottie.
That's a lie. Showing is like this.
Carrying 4 grocery bags and a kitten, biceps bulging, Sean walked through the parking lot, approaching a couple of older men. The smaller men gawped at Sean, staring at his chest, the kitten, the bags, the biceps. Wow, the man said, pivoting as Sean strode by. Just wow. The man licked his lips. His partner hit him in the back of the head lightly and said, I am right here. So.
That must have been a good looking kitten.
Anyways, thanks for ruining that, Shawnee. What? But the point is, telling in a story is saying Sean was a hottie, right? Like, but if you want to show them, you create the story like I just did there based on reality. You know it is.
It is based on and a true story.
And anyways, my point is that life is like that and writing is like that. It's so much more believable that Sean is a hottie when we give the details of the story of Sean being a hottie rather than just saying, Sean's a hottie.
You know, well, yeah, nobody would believe that.
Yeah, it's like, ever. No, that's not true. The point is that you can blah, blah, blah all day long with your abstractions, but you want the details and to see the scene in order to give it belief, right? Yeah. Politicians could probably learn from that. So, what does this mean? Both examples illustrate that Sean's a hottie, but one states it as fact-telling and one elucidates with examples, which were the description, the reaction, and the action. Here's another quick example. Shawnee, do you want to say telling?
Oh, yeah. Telling.
The lawyer liked to use big words to impress people.
Showing.
Carpenter stuck his thumbs into the waistline of his pants, lowered his voice, and said, Pontification is one of the most mirthful and blithe aspects of the judicial system. So right there, we're like, yeah, what a pain in the butt, right? Like, you can see that this guy is trying to use his big words to impress people in a much better way, I'd say, usually, than just the lawyer like to use big words to impress people.
And Sean said, well, then stop running your mouth. Right?
Sean's got two. He's got attitude today. So in real life, this matters too, right, Shawnee?
In life, you want to show too, not just tell all the time.
Yeah.
You can say, I love you. You can also grab someone's hand and say, I love you. You can also scoff and turn away and step on an ant and say, I love you. Why does all of this have to be about me? The actions matter. Showing matters.
Baby, when you write the podcast, it can be all about me, but since I get stuck writing it every single week, it ends up being about you.
It's because you're the writer.
You're a writer.
I don't step on ants, though.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't step on ants. But anyways, the point is that how you say I love you, the actions, even just around that very simple sentence, can make it more believable or not. It can be showing versus telling. But also in the bigger sense of someone's life, what you do for them day every day, like sweet Shawnee almost always takes Sparty out in the middle of the night. Almost always. And he did always for a long time until I put my foot down. That's the way he shows love, like that act of service. When someone hugs you or listens to you, that shows love, right?
Right.
And it's more showing in your life when you do that versus just jerking out the words. I couldn't figure out the word and I made a motion and it looked like it had a penis apparently. Oh no, but you don't want to just be blah blah blahing.
Show me, baby.
Spurting it out without it having any meaning. You want your words to your life to illustrate what your beliefs are and the things that you're trying to show and tell, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Right. So I'll condense the writing tip of the pot is what, boo?
Actions matter.
Actions do matter.
Showing matters.
Yeah, that's good.
So if you can tell and show at the same time, is that best case scenario?
Yeah, kind of. In a real life, but in a book, you want to just show.
Tell can I tell people what really happened at the grocery store?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the same story, but without...
So I was walking back to the car after running into the grocery store real quick, and I saw a family arrived, and there was a little girl in the car. When she opened the door, her little kitten jumped out of the car and started running around in the parking lot. After a frantic chase, I was able to capture said kitten, and I was holding it close to my chest to make it feel safe, and petting it.
He does that to me, too.
And walking back towards the little girl's car, and I saw two older gentlemen approach that definitely looked like they were partners in life.
Yay.
And long term. And as they passed, I had collected some of the fur on my hand from the cat. I shook my hand, and the wind blew it, and the guy turned his head probably to look at the kitten, and it landed right on his lips. So then he started licking his lips, and he was like, wow. Just wow. What?
You're such a liar. None of that. Oh, with tiny bits of that one, weren't you, too?
Yeah.
I think if you can find some of the similarities, common you ground. Can figure out what really happened.
Hint. Can I give one hint?
There was no cat.
Yes! There was no kitten. Dog tip for life. So, it's probably just late here listening to our podcast. We asked him what he thought about it. And as always, he said, for a treat, I'll tell you.
My poor pudgy baby.
But then I asked him what he thought about the subject matter, and he's like, in an exasperated sigh, you know, I totally agree with that. And I'm always showing. Actually, I tell and show at the same time, most often.
That's true.
If I want attention from mama, I'll bat her on the knee with my paw.
A lot.
If I need to go potty, I'll go up to the door and
bat the door at
you until you come along. If I want a treat, I will follow you everywhere.
And give you super eyes.
Yes.
Super focused eyes. He telepathically communicates with everyone. Like, he's like some sort of like border collie, and like his stare is so intense when he wants food.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can feel it from across the room. You look, and there he is sitting like a perfect dog boy.
Yeah.
With his stare. And his like eyes are really open, and his ears are up. He's
That's
a good
like
communicator.
There's one trick he's learned.
I know.
I mean, he learned some simple ones to go along with the eye communication, but.
Yeah.
The gaze. I think that's how he used to get people to give him food when he was out on the streets.
Yeah, he was a street dog. So.
Down in Honduras.
No, it was like Alabama.
Oh!
Keep on crow. The south compared to us, but that was a little more.
Definitely warmer climate.
Okay, anyways, so.
So, show tip. And tell.
Show and tell.
It's like what they teach you in third grade.
Right, man?
Well, they don't teach it to you about writing in third grade. They teach you how to do... They bring you up all through grade school and show and tell, and then they transition it into writing. That's genius. I didn't know that's what they were doing.
Those teachers are smart.
Why are you staring at me?
Well, because they kind of... All right. The teachers are smart. I'm staring at you because you're so hot, baby. So hot.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
Why don't we have a little session of show and tell, baby?
No! Okay. Done, done, done. Hey, thanks for listening.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Please like it and subscribe.
You can find it anywhere that podcasts are, because I don't know, they haven't picked us off yet.
Yeah.
And you can join over 250,000 people who have listened to this podcast.
Man, you've been saying that number for a while.
Yeah. Well, it's really 200,000. I don't even know how. It's a big number.
Sweet.
Anyways, the music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome, and it is made available through the Creative Commons license. If you go to our show notes on carriejonesbooks.blog or Dogs Are Smarter Than People, you can find out who this artist is and what their song is, and even go to their artist website. But it's Summer Spliff, and it's by Broke for Free. And you can find out more about my books and all that kind of stuff in my writing class, and I teach and I edit things by checking out Carrie Jones Books, CarrieJones Books.
Yeah.
.blog.
I gotta tell you real quick.
Oh no, honey, don't.
No, I just want to say that you're the best editor, teacher, writing coach ever.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Okay. I mean that. I can tell from your students' reactions when I overhear them in the class, Zoom classes, and I read your reviews and your emails. I love you. You're amazing. Thanks for listening. Okay, it was done. It was done.